Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kirk Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
That we encourage them and not discourage them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I lift up Pastor Leona Glenn in Saginaw, Father God. I ask you to continue to bring her oxygen level up to normal, Father God, where she can get off her oxygen, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the Spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The Spirit of the living God can go where doctors can't see. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, that you're rising up her normal ability of oxygen right now, Father God. Just like you're restoring lungs back to their normal capabilities, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Because you're able to do anything but fail. And we say thank you. And I know that your right hand is holding us all up, Lord God. And I come to give you the praise. I give you the glory for it, Lord God. I thank you that you're stopping by every hospital on today, Father God, creating miracle signs and wonders, even in the ICU unit, Lord God. You're stopping by every nursing home, every assisted living, Father God, creating miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. And I say thank you. Stop by St. Jude Children's Hospital, Father God, and create miracle signs and wonders. Let those parents be testimonies how you heal and deliver their babies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Ain't nothing too hard for you. Ain't nothing too difficult for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just bless your name today for being Dr. Jesus, for being a lawyer in the courtroom for someone on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And a doctor in the sick room. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You make house calls, Lord God. You going by the houses that's sick and shut in today, Father God. Create miracle signs and wonders, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up bereaved family to you today, Father God. We thank you for being their comforter, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if ain't no one in these families of bereaved, Lord God, that know you, Father God, this is a great opportunity for salvation to come forth, Father God, even in the midst of bereavement, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for keeping your arms around the bereaved families today. Strengthen them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. And we thank you for being all our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. We thank you for our daily bread today. We thank you for our needs being met today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because your word in Psalms say you daily load us with benefits. So we thank you, Father God, for loading us with benefits today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever we stand in need of, we thank you for meeting that need. Because you say you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we thank you for it, Lord God. And your word also says seek first ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all things shall be added. So we come to seek you today, Father God. We come to seek you like never before, Father God. We need you. We ain't nothing without you, Father God. We couldn't have woke up this morning if it had not been for your grace and your mercy. And we come to bless your name for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because we plead the blood over the atmosphere. Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we come to tear down the strongholds in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit today. Have your way today, Lord God. Deliver and set free today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. And we say thank you. Because ain't nothing, absolutely nothing impossible for you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, with man it is, but with you is not. And you tell us to cast all our care upon you, because you care for us. Your shoulders are equipped to carry every burden, every weight. We're not. So we thank you, Father God, that we could come to you, Lord God. This is a direct line to you, Lord God. And your line is never busy. You don't have to put me on hold to answer no one else, Lord God. So your line is never busy. And I say thank you for a direct line to you to heaven, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because you tell us in your word, your ear is not too heavy. You're not hearing our cry, and your hand is not too short. You can't save, heal, and deliver. So we thank you, Father God, for your delivering grace and mercy today, Father God. We come to bless your name today. Someone got to have surgery somewhere today, Father God. We ask you to cover the surgical rooms today, Father God. Cover the doctors, Lord God, that's doing the surgery, Father God. Guide their hands, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The anesthesiologist, Lord God, cover and keep right now, God. Pray that they got the proper amount of rest to do the surgery on today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So have your way today, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every car today. Bind up accidents on the expressways today in the mighty name of Jesus. And we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Dispatch angels today of protection. Even for those pedestrians that are walking down the street that don't have a vehicle, cover and keep them from getting hit by cars, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We even cover those that ride scooters today, Father God. Keep them from all harm and danger, Father God. Ride skateboards, keep them, Father God. Keep them in your keeping care, Father God. And we'll give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. And we just say thank you for your right hand holding us all up, Lord God. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all those in penitentiaries all over the land today. Cover and keep them, Lord God. Heal and deliver them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. And we say thank you. Stop by the county jails, Lord God, in every city throughout the state, Father God. Cover them right now in the name of Jesus in the county jails, Father God. Males and females, Father God. Keep them, Father God, in your keeping care in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, because they are all your children, because you have no grandchildren, nieces or nephews or cousins or aunts or uncles. We all your sons and daughters. So cover them with the blood in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Have your way on this line today. Heal and deliver and set free today, Father God. Give them peace in the midst of the storm, Father God. Because your word said we will go through the waters and we will not drown. We'll go through the fires and we will not burn. And we say thank you. So we're going to go through some things here on earth. But you're bringing us out, Lord God. You're not a man should lie, son of man need to repent. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We come to magnify your name today, Father God. The name above all names, Father God. And we just say thank you. Great is thy faithfulness. You are faithful. You are wonderful. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are beautiful. And you are blameless. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We just thank you today, Father God, for loving us, Lord God. Even sometimes when we didn't love ourselves. And we thank you, Father God. And we thank you. I thank you, Father God, that I don't look like what I've been through. Hallelujah. Your grace and your mercy. And I say thank you that I do not look like what I've been through. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for preserving me, God. Thank you for keeping your arms around me, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, I bless your name today, Father God. I magnify your name today, Father God. I come to lift you up today, Father God. Because when I look back over my own life, I can truly say that I am blessed, that I am a walking testimony. Because your word shall be overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. Our testimony will help someone else, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you know respect a person. You the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to love on you today, Father God. We come to love on you today. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. And we say thank you for ordering all our footsteps today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Making our enemies our footstools on today. We say thank you for your word, Father God. When we pray your word and speak your word, we can't go wrong. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you for this awesome Thursday morning. Open form in the mighty name of Jesus. So cover the man and woman of God with the blood. Anoint them. Hallelujah. For you get all the glory. In your precious son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way on this line today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois.
It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m.
Pastor Eugene Beers Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois.
October 29th, 2022.
Saturday morning, the workshop.
It begins at 10 a.m. until noon.
Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio.
Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m.
A Time of Reflections.
Apostle Greg Jacobs,
Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois.
Bishop Kenneth Franklin,
Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons,
Restoration and Truth Ministries,
Newport News, Virginia.
For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-9255.
Or email us at laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com.
That's laronmatthewsministries@gmail.com.
No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
We welcome you and want to see you there.
Good morning, and we welcome you to powerful.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you today?
Top of the morning. Top of the morning to you, Mother Gwen Smith. Bless you on today. Welcome you on today. Thank God for you and your prayers on this morning, Mother. We bless the Lord for everyone that's joining us on today. And we welcome you to open forum on this day. God bless you, Evangelist Kalina Wilkes, on this day as well. welcoming everybody to Open Forum. Thank God for you all joining us with my co-host, Evangelist Selma Sidney. It's just a pleasure and honor to be alive in the land of the living and thanking God for another opportunity to be able to express his kingdom words throughout the nation and throughout the land, impacting God's people and seeing the lives of God's people be touched, ministered to, increased, and set free through the word of God. I bless you all on today. We thanking God. Well, this is Open Forum. And I tell you, Open Forum is just, it's always the pledge on Thursday morning to come and share the word of God. And then the rest of the week, just keep quite a quiet and listen to all other kingdom leaders express God's word through the wisdom, knowledge, and the creativity for which God gave you through revelation. So we blessing the Lord for you all on today and thanking God for you all for joining us. All right, Open Forum, does anyone have any questions or comments or statements? Things that will be able to edify the body of Christ and to edify those that are listening in from around the world. We are in different time zones throughout the nation, and we have many people listening in and being blessed by the experienced word of God that comes out of the mouthpiece of these great kingdom leaders and ourselves. We try our best to give the best spiritual advice that we can give to the men and women of God and direct them in the right level in the right place and bring the word of God alive to them and to their life. We try to keep it biblically based, however authentic, because sometimes in our authenticity, we have to tell on ourselves, to tell on the devil, and to prove to people that through the word of God, we are able to survive anything that come our way through the word of God and through his revelation and through our salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. So we're blessing you on today and thanking God for all that the Lord is doing and allowing us to be before you on this day and share the good news of Jesus Christ. And I tell you, it's nothing like the good news of the Lord. Truth is always good news. It's only a disappointment to flesh. That's the only thing about truth. It's only a disappointment to flesh. But everything else, it's the good news to bring us from where we was to where we need to be in God and through God. So we thank God for all that the Lord is doing on today. So, all right, Open Forum, you have a question for myself and my co-host, Evangelist Selma Sidney. We're certainly here to be able to try our best to address those questions and comments. Now, before we go further, I'm excited about our Family Value Conference. This is our 11th year of conference 2022. I'm talking about the excitement is being able to forego all of what was 2019, 2020, 2021 to even get to 2022 and still able to breathe, still able to give God the praise, the glory, the honor, still able to love the Lord in spite of all that the enemy planned and was planning to do. And so I just thank God for his goodness and his mercy towards us to be here in the land of the living to even share the word of God with the people. So we bless the Lord for you today. So if you have a question or comment for myself and my co-host, Evangelist Selma Sidney, we certainly are here to address your questions and comments on today. And thanking God for each and every one that's on to be able to navigate in the right direction and to be able to definitely address those needs and those concerns that we all have, not just those that are listening, even myself. We all have needs. We all have concerns. And we all believe in God for something very powerful that will be life-changing for us. It will restore you, and it will ease the tension and the stress. So many of us are experiencing the battle fatigue now. We're in the fall of the year, winter is not here yet, but we're in the fall of the year, and the battle fatigue is hitting many people. And I don't know about you, Evangelist or Administrator Brian, but you can feel what you've experienced through the summer and people the weighing down and to doing what we do 52 Sundays, 52 Tuesdays, whatever the day of the week you may share and release the word of God. It's we constantly get in of ourselves to seeing sick world and bringing changes to this. So as we constantly giving and pouring out, we need to be poured into. But the challenge with that is who we allow to pour into us in a time when we need pouring. Because it's almost like when we go for pouring into, the people we're pouring into or trying to pour into us, they need pouring into. So it almost leaves you in limbo. Thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, that the strength of God is with us. And we are qualifiers. Thank God that we're qualifiers to be able to hang in there, hold on, maintain the strength that God has given us to do what we do in the kingdom of God on today. Amen. All right, any questions and comments for us on today? If there is, you can hit star 6 and come in. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk 5, what you do is hit star, hit 1 on your dial, and we will bring you right on in and take your questions and comments and go from there. On today, we're thanking God for all that the Lord is doing. I always share it on Twitter. We thank God for those who follow us over there on Twitter. They get it on Twitter, come in. So thank God for the Twitter. It's a blessing to have those who on Twitter to be blessed and to be touched by it. It's always a good thing to see the people on Twitter. Blessed by the word of God and ministered by the word of God. But, all right, if you have a, do have a question or comment for us.
Good morning.
Thank you. Top of the morning to you.
I'm pretty much going down where I feel my spirit is not lifting like it should. Because someone in my life is dealing with offense, and they no longer want to talk to me, and all I try to do is help and assist them in every way that I possibly can. And,
Say it again. This is a question, and you're making a statement. I just want to make sure.
I'm making a statement, and I just want to ask you, how do you deal with someone that's offensive, that you are offensive, and they don't have anything to say to you, and they talk about what you don't do and things that's not important to them, but whatever you're doing is important to you, an individual, like, you know, attending conferences or whatever. Everything that you do is offensive.
So your question is, what do you do when you're dealing with someone that is always offended, correct? They've always been offended.
Right. Yes.
They've always been offended by what you say to them.
What I say, what I do, where I go, it's just like everything that I do, if I move something around and they can't find it, you leave the toothpaste off the, you take the cap off the toothpaste, or, you know, just little petty stuff. And I just,
You're dealing with, well, I think that's deeper than the spirit of offense. I think that's a person that's very angry, disappointed, frustrated. That's more than an offense. When you're dealing with a person that's always have an issue with anything you do, that's greater than an offense. It's the, there's some deeper underlying issues that are going on there. It has nothing to do with offenses anymore. It's something, it's personal. The issue that they're dealing with is personal. So there's some personal issues that are going on with the person concerning, that's concerning you, correct? Yeah. Correct.
Those are deeper.
See, those are deeper issues than just the offenses. They're angry. They carry some deep anger and some deep frustration. So you have when you're dealing with a person like that that's deeply angry, ready to snap, they look like somebody is ready to snap. There's some deeper things that are going on within. And it probably had nothing to do with, well, you probably have to look at what the contributing factor that doesn't give them right to do what they do. But you have to find the root issue of what's going on that's causing that person to respond. And then when you do, you may be able to get to the root of it. However, that's a very angry person, very disappointed person, and hurt. There's some hurt going on in there. Yeah, there's some hurt. Now, what do you do? Look, either you can give that to the Lord, I'm sure you do, or sit down and find out. Have you talked to the person and find out why did they, everything you do, they take in it as an offense or as a problem or a challenge? So that you can get to the root of this, the root of the issue. Because there's something deeply going on behind.
Arrogance. Yes, arrogance. It's arrogant. That's one of the causes. It's arrogant. That they're better than who they offended with or angered with. It's like they're arrogant, but they're more than like other people, right?
Yeah.
You know.
So. All right. So, arrogance is one of the issues, but it's deeper than that. What I'm saying, it is deeper than that, because anytime anything you do, they're frustrated about it. They have issues with you. There's some underlying things. Do you love him? Do he loves you? Because what I'm sensing here, there's some, yeah, see, there you go. So it's going to always be what it is. So did you put it before the Lord? Ask the Lord to minister? Because you're never going to get resolved as much as you talk and discuss, this issue will never be resolved because of the underlying things that are going on. Because there's some underlying things that are going on. And you really want to get to the root of those underlying things. And as you are married and have issues, you got to really take this to the Lord. Yeah, really take this to the Lord. Put it before the Lord and ask the Lord, what is this? Ask the Lord to move on in it and on you all behalf. It's not going to end good. Yeah, not going to end good. And hearing it from you right now, everything you do in the house, it ain't good anyway. But no matter what you do, it's never going to be good enough. No matter how you do what you do, it's never going to be good enough. You'll forever be living in that limbo of things. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have mercy.
Y'all trying to work things out?
Fast tense.
Are you trying to work things out?
No, not lately.
Well, do he want to work things out? Do you want to work things out?
I just like to be at peace with all men.
Okay, but that's good to have peace. But do y'all want to work things out? Because every fear. I mean,
I love to get along with other people. I love to get along with other people.
We're not talking about the people right now. We're talking about you two. Are you two willing to work things out?
I don't mind, like I said, I want to get along with, but I don't want to be their ally. Everything.
You don't want to be a what again?
The enemy.
Okay. You don't want to be an enemy with. Okay. Well, I tell you what, this is what I can tell you. How long has been going on first? How long have you been on this roller coaster now? I'll put it like that.
About 12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
So, you've been dealing with this for 12 years. Off and on for 12 years.
Yeah. It's like the cycle get big. It get big and then it's basically, well, I've been offended. I can be offended with a lot of stuff. And a lot of things I don't need to speak about. But this individual gets on the phone to tell everybody that, something that he's talking to other people, whether it's a male friend or female friend, I don't know, like I said, I don't want to say too much. And it's just, it's really, it's detrimental to me.
Okay, this is what I recommend. You've been doing this for 12 years. So the best thing you can do is save yourself, because it appears that this is not going to be resolved. And if you're married to this individual and you all been dealing with this for 12 years, woman of God, then you have to give him to God and move on to save yourself. And if you put toothpaste down with a top off and you get offended, it's deeper than that. If you're putting a spoon in the sink and it's not being washed, it's deeper than that. Those are underlying things that are really, really deeply rooted. So those are some rooted things, and you really need to do what save yourself. But there's nothing you'll be able to do or to change the individual. Only God can do. And that's the best advice I can give you in that area. On and off 12 years, you just have to do, you have to save yourself and give it to God. Yeah.
Right.
Amen. All righty.
All right.
All right. Anyone else today have a question? Amen. I tell you, there's so much happening in the land. We have to really trust the Lord. Amen. In the time like this, for most of us, we don't have a lot of time to be dealing with these issues in our life. We got to really trust the Lord and give this to the Lord. Yeah. 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 So we got to really trust. You got to really trust the Lord. All right. All right, anyone else got a question for us today? No, I would speak in this morning while preparing for our 5 a.m. There's so much that is going on in the lives of so many people. And the believers and the men and women of God, we really need each other in this season of all that is going on, and we're that strength for each other. We're that hope for each other, with an inspiration for each other. But most importantly, we have to, as believers, we have to get beyond the things that we're saying God allowed, or God want us to, God putting his approval on us. As I shared with the congregation on Tuesday, I mentioned my Tuesday night teaching, it's called Time to Graduate. And I dealt with this word, living with dead weight, calling in God's approval. Many of us, we're living with dead weight, calling God's approval, and it's not. And I dealt with it from the book of Hebrew, and I want to turn there. Administrator Mike, any questions or comments over there before I go any further? Do we have any questions or comments over there? We don't. Okay. Many things we're dealing with as believers, and I want to deal with this from the Word of God, from the book of Ephesians, chapter number, Hebrew chapter number 12. Correction. Hebrew chapter number 12, verse number 1. Hebrew 12 and 1. This will bless you. And let it minister to your spirit. But the problem with so many people, we've created our own indictment against ourselves, especially when you're carrying weight in your life and calling in God's approval. And we want the Lord to approve it. We want his approval on these things in our life. And they're really not. Not that God can't do what he needs to do, but a lot of things we carry in our life, we want God's approval in it. And God needs our obedience to do what he needs to do in anything that we're faced with or happen to encounter as a believer. And the Word of God comes from the Word of God in Hebrew chapter number 12. Verse number 1 reads on this wise. And I want you all to follow me. And I won't tarry long today. Believe me, I always say, I won't tarry long, but I won't tarry long with a matter. I'll share what the Lord has given me for the sake of God and the believers. Hebrew chapter number 12 and verse number 1. I hope this can minister to you all. I had something else that the Lord had put in my spirit, but I think this will solidify so many things of the mindset of so many people who are dealing with things in their own personal mind and their own thoughts, and they believe in God to move over those things toward them. Hebrew chapter number 12, verse number 1. And it says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. I want to go further with that, but I'm going to stop right here, and we can deal with that as we go on. And Tuesday night message that the Lord gave me for the people is many people are living with dead weight, calling in God's approval. And a lot of things we're in, God didn't approve that. Flesh wanted it. God didn't approve that. Flesh wanted it. And whatever flesh wants, when you as men and women of God, most of us, whatever we want, we let flesh go after, and we tell the world is God, but it's not the Lord. It's that flesh in us, it's the spirit of that flesh that the enemy allows, and we allow the flesh and the fleshly ways to dominate and rule in that area. There are weights on us that we're carrying that God does not want you to carry. He doesn't want you to be wearing that weight. He wants you to lay it aside. He wants you to lay aside these weights, these sins that so easily beset you, that we may look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We have to stand on the things of the Lord God, because the Lord is everything we need. He's the provider. He's our strength. He's our healer. He's our redeemer. And we as believers have to let go some of the weight that we carry, that we're weighted down with. Now, weight is the amount of a thing that's weighing on you. What's weighing on your life today that will cause you to sin today, or lay your heart and make you bitter tomorrow? What do you carry? What load do you have on you right now that's weighing on you, and it's causing you to feel the way you're feeling in your mindset and your thought? We have a lot of people that's weighed down with the cares of life, weighed down with children, church, job, responsibility. And these things are weighing on us. But we said, but calling in God's approval, a lot of stuff we're dealing with is not God's will. It's flesh desire. And we feel that we can fix or do things when we need to get these things to God. So many things in this season, I've told the saints, at the congregation and the body, I just said so many things. I've came to the revelation, the evangelist, looks and say to God, Administrator Brian, that I'm not going to carry those weights. And the reason being, I'll bear the infirmity of the weak, but the weight of those issues, I have to give them to God. Because what the enemy will do under those weights, he will cause you to start. He will cause you to start digressing in God. He'll cause you to start blaming things on God. He'll cause you to start saying this is what God wants you to go through. This is the will of God. No, a lot of this, majority of this ain't got nothing to do with the will of the Lord. It has something to do with what flesh wants. And we have to move away from these things. That's why that verse says, in that particular verse, he said, and that's in just verse 1. He said, that's Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. What is it in your life that's weighing on you at this very moment? And the weight of it that's on you at this very moment is causing you to respond and causing you to act the way you act. What is weighing on your life right now and in your life at this very point that will cost you your salvation, cost you another 10 years, cost you another 7 months? What is weighing on you? And after what is weighing on you, and the sin that so easily what? Beset you. In other words, set you back. And then most people are saying it's God's approval. I told the people too that living with dead weight, calling it God's approval, that's not God's approval. It's sin's desire. I mean, flesh desire.
Prophet.
Many people. And we have to release ourselves from that. Amen. But come on, Evangelist.
You tapping into something there, because
yeah.
I'm on the same wavelength that I've been meditating and listening to the Lord for what to talk about on tomorrow, and he gave me something that transpired on last week, and I was like, Lord, you know, to talk about this and what's weighing on the heart. And I'm trying not to tap in and say too much before the message, but I'm just letting you know you on a point, because so many people are walking around, it seems like, in a cloud or in a daze or in a holding pattern or whatever you want to call it, because
they
have
to fall. They want you to fall for that.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and you have a deep, and they have some deep issues going on. And then it's like they mad at everybody and, you know, taking it out on everybody and stuff like that. And then you trying to hold it together and trying to figure out what's going on. But I might as well don't even let it out, because it's probably going to come, part two going to come out tomorrow. The message she gave me was secrets. And I got some scriptures for it. But as I'm just saying, they holding on to things, like you were just saying earlier, these hurts, these pains, not trying to do nothing about it, or some of them are trying to do something about it, but yet and still, you know, you can't get your healing and deliverance by just, you know, just being mad at the world, is what you want to say. You got to... Yes. Probably, yes. And, you know, you as a counselor, you can discern certain things. You can pick up on things, because you have talked to couples, individuals, what have you. You've been a school teacher. You know that you can tell by personalities. Your pastor. Your prophet, you pick up on these things, and of course you came from a large family, so you have.
And then I've been saved all my life, either.
Right. You have a well versus life.
After we get
you have a well versus life to be able to discern that the people that come into your presence or the people that you come in contact with, what is the issue on it? Now, we know that most of the people, we know everybody ain't going to be saved. But for most part, those that do know about salvation, that do know about the Lord and decide not to walk with the Lord, then are you angry with God? You angry with the world? You angry with yourself because your life ain't going right? You angry with, you know, these things, there is deep, deep issues, as you said. There's some deep underlying issues that help me. I've been saying in the last couple of weeks, and I've been looking at some things with a couple of individuals I've been ministering to, and it comes back to the scripture. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Mm-hmm. And that's true.
It's happening, Prophet. I know you're on it. You just on it.
Yeah.
Not that you always don't be, but you on it. Because people just need to, they just need to come, would you say, be true to thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Be true to thyself.
Yeah, I preached a message some years ago, come clean. In other words,
come clean.
You
there you
come
go.
Clean with me, you can come clean with yourself. Because if there's an issue, if there is an issue, every time you see the person, there's an issue. And I think Sister Yolanda, you brought up that point too. I know you shared it in a different point of view. But if you constantly, every time you see this person, there is pain there, because I wrote some points down, and I'm going to share these points, which I told the people I'm not going to carry long today, if I don't have to. But I wrote this down here, and actually was heading in this direction, but it appears that I need to go in this direction with it. Let me go here. I wrote something down early this morning. You must be driven by a greater sound than your pain. We must be driven by a greater sound than our pain. Now, many people in the world, and I used to ministry in my life because of self-esteem. I used to pretend that people that don't like me. Yeah, any of you ever been there? That people don't like you.
Come on now.
You ever been there? Now, I'm a preach this thing in a minute and let everybody go. I used to pretend that people don't like me, that didn't like me, just to get them to like me, but they never liked me. And only time they liked me, if I gave them a ride, if I bought their dinner, if I gave them an extra pencil or pen. The only way they liked me, if I gave them this. But they really don't like me, but I made them like me. Have you ever started dating a person that don't like you, but you try to make them like you? Have you been in a relationship? You know the person don't want you, but you're gonna make, watch this. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeah, let me drink a little more of my tea. Yeah, I thought I'd drink tea in the morning. You gonna sit there, and you know they don't want you, but you gonna think you gonna fool everybody else and make them act like you gonna fool them into believing. Oh, they like me. You really? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Look at that. I'm laughing. Let me laugh at this one. I was on social media. You know, I do social media in terms of promoting the ministry. So I'm on social media. Now, I know this couple don't like each other. They don't like each other. So I don't know if I should say that. But anyway, I'm going to put it in the coded system. This one person is celebrating the person like they're the greatest thing in the world. And I'm sitting there saying, now, who in the world, who do they think they fooling? Who do they think they fooling? Because we have people. If a person doesn't like you, you cannot make them like you. No matter what you give them, what you do for them, how you treat them, that's them. They are dealing with internal issues that is far beyond the external you, because you are who you are to the kingdom of God. When I started being authentic in ministry and started sharing what I share, many of my colleagues were able to be authentic too, because they were holding things in that they thought religiously it wouldn't benefit the people. No, it's going to benefit them, but it's going to set you free from walking around with this masquerading title you have, and masquerading collar you wear, and masquerading personality you have. You might as well be authentic in your delivery, because you've been set free by the presence of God. See, what we're worried about flawed people. We worry about telling flawed people we're flawed. Because, see, what we flawed people who are flawed, they just like you too. So I'm afraid to tell another flawed person that's thinking that they're not flawed, that I'm flawed. So when I tell them, they'll look down on me. Let me tell you something. Flawed people, that's what they are. They're flawed. Or let me put it in this context. People who have issues in their life, and you have issues in your life, you overcame the issue. And through you, you might help them with their issue, even though they have the issue or struggling with the issue. You have to know right now in your life, getting ready to come into 2023 being a millionaire and ending 2023 a half a millionaire, you have to go into the year knowing that I'm not going to sow my wealth into cursed things. In this season of my life, I came to the revelation that I can't invest in a cursed item that will continue to curse my blessing and hinder my greatness. Are y'all following me? Because if you've been constantly dealing with a person that does not like you, and they display that they don't like you, you don't have to constantly waste your time walking around. The problem is not them. The problem is you now. And then if you want to deal with you, it's the problem is who you've been trying to fool to believe that you're going to make it work. You cannot make anyone like you. You can't make a liar stop lying. You can't make a manipulator stop manipulating. You can't make a deceiver stop being a deceiver. All right. Anyone that had any questions for me this morning? If you sit there and you believe that, if they've been for 10 years giving you that, you know what? I'm going to do right. When is it going to happen? Because we by the refrigerator now. That thing is frozen. We sitting right by the refrigerator. That's frozen. You finally gonna get it right? Yeah, I'm gonna treat you right. Okay. And isn't it interesting? Every time you get ready to bust the move, they wanna act like they making the right move. Look at this.
Preach, Pastor, preach.
Living with dead weight, calling it God's approval. God did not approve that. Flesh wanted it. Number one. Let me go in. Number one. Everybody quiet this morning. It's okay. Yeah, I don't blame you from staying quiet on this one. It's okay. Number one. Number one is this one. Is number one. Number one. pain, respond to flesh distresses. Your pain is a sound of flesh distresses. See, your pain is a sound of flesh distresses. Every time you deal with pain, flesh is in a distressed state. You know that you've been here before, and you know you dealing with somebody, and you still lonely, and so you're gonna make lonely make you full happy. Lonely ain't gonna make you happy. You with them and you still lonely. Am I talking to somebody? You in a big church dealing with them, and they about to make you backslide because they want to act crazy, and while you bringing the word, you need to act right today. You don't need to be out of order. Let me keep going. Here you are working for a job, and you know the boss don't like you, but he needs you because you're making them money. So they threaten you, well, you know, I'm going to lay you off. And you know the moment they lay you off or you quit, the whole company going to go down. Let me tell you something. When I was a school teacher at the charter school in Chicago, this is before God, 98, 99, 97, 98, and 99. I came into a school system. I took my entire body, my classroom, and I transformed them because of my passion for what I do. What I do, I love what I do. If you don't love what you do, and you're just doing it for money, you're going to die with no money. If you love what you do because you have a passion, your passion going to get you as much money as you want. Period. So I came into the first day of the class because the other teacher would resign because it was just too much for them. And you know how you come into a school system and you ask the other teacher what they think, and they'll tell you all the good stuff, but really they ain't telling you the bad stuff. They just telling you, oh yeah, these kids are good. They're just problem kids, but oh yeah, you can do it. I've been doing it for years, so I took over. My first week was just getting to know the liars. I call them all lies, but they lie. You know, they lie. Said the people said my seat was here before you came. This is where I was doing that. I can't change because the teacher before. I said, look, I'm the new teacher. This is how we're going to do things. Well, I don't know how you're going to come in and just change everything. You ain't going to change everything. How you just going to change everything? Who do you think you are? I'm a man of God. Now, you're a teacher. Okay. No, you're the teacher. I said, I'm a teacher that happens to be a man of God. So for 2 months, in 2 months, 60 days, my entire classroom was transformed. You know what the first thing I did? I looked for the baddest kids in the class, and I had a meeting with them. I started out with the game. The high-ranking gang member in the class. I stood at the door in the morning when they came in. He throwing up his sign, leaving his legion. I said, young man, who are you? I said, oh, you that new teacher that they said trying to run things. I said, no, you getting ready to run things. You better sit down and talk to me. You going to run things. He said, oh, I'm going to run things. I said, yeah, you going to run things. Come on in here. I need to talk to you. He said, oh, and then everybody looking at him. Hey, you balling. That word came later on, because that means you got the green light. I had the red light. See that? I had him in a costume. Let me tell you something. I pulled that young man in the room. I said, now listen to me. I don't know none of the people. I said, you are a leader. See, you calling yourself a gang member, I call you a leader. You are a leader. You're going to change and transform the lives of every person. You know how you get up in the morning? I was flowing in the prophetic, but I said, you know how you get up in the morning and you see your mother who's struggling with all those things? How do you know my mama? I said, listen. She's struggling, and you try to make ends meet to help your other siblings, and you're very angry with your father. You don't know me. I said, listen, man. You are angry. I said, you're going to be greater than him. You're going to be better than him. You know what? When he graduated, he said, you know, the greatest thing you said to me, Mr. Matthews, he said, you said I'd be better than my dad. He said, that never left me. Every time I looked at my mom, it never left me. He graduated. I said, I'm going to use you. You're going to work with me, and I'm going to work with you. I'm going to help you graduate so that when you leave here, you're going to change the lives of people far greater than you ever imagined. You know what he said about 2 weeks later? He said, Mr. Matthews, can I be honest? I said, yeah. He said, I can't read. I said, well, we're going to teach you how to read. See, if you love what you love, you know how to grab the heart of the people. See, you got people in ministry. They're not doing ministry because they love ministry. They doing ministry because they saw you doing it. They watch other people doing it. They feel that this is what God called them to. But the moment conflict comes and controversy comes, they can't survive it. The moment coronavirus showed up, everybody, I went viral, and everybody else caught the virus. See, if there's a virus in a land, the first thing the person do, find out what that virus is. If you a pastor in a church, find out what's in your church that's keeping you from growing. Find out what's going on. See, to master city, you got to find what's in that city. That's history. The only way Joshua was able to conquer Jericho, he had to find out the oldest profession. So he sent two spies in. One was Salmon. Salmon found out that city of Jericho was known for its prostitution. The greatest profession in the world is prostitution. The oldest profession is prostitution. He found out what prostitution was, and he turned the city upside down. See, if you're in ministry and you're doing this while you're up hooping and hollering, yelling, screaming, upset, frustrated with people who are in the medical profession, your clientele, because really in ministry, people are coming to church because they want what God has put in your life. And what you're sharing. And they need your help. And they need what's on your life. So the moment conflict comes with those people is the moment that the demons are acting up because of your presence. Not because they're acting up. The demons in them are acting up because of your presence being there. Why are they acting like that? Because you're there. You're a light. Your presence is making those demons act up. I'm tired of them acting up. Well, then stop being ministry. Because the only reason them demons are acting up is because they're your presence. That's the reason demons act up. They ain't going to act up if you ain't there. I hope I'm helping somebody. So when I was teaching, I asked this young man, I said, and he said, well, you know, I got some other friends. I said, well, bring them on in. Come on, bring them on in. And what I did, I took these three black males, took them under my wing, and took these four young ladies, and they were all under my wing. So I had seven people that followed me. So what I did, when I traveled and ministered, they met me at those churches. Why? Because I love what I do. If you don't love what you do, you'll die. doing what you don't love.
Ooh, bless somebody.
I'm teaching today. I told you I'm not going to be here all day. Because if you don't love it, don't do it. Don't let nobody prophesy you to be an evangelist when you are a teacher. Don't let somebody call you an apostle when you are an evangelist. I'm an apostle. Because you're an apostle, you can't even pay your rent. You can't build nothing. You can't even take care of what you have. I know somebody. I ain't trying to hurt somebody's feelings, but I'm trying to help bring truth to you. You have to have stability. Apostle is going to have some stability. If you're going to be an apostle, you got to have some stability. All these unstable people calling themselves apostles. And the favorite word is, I've been set. Set by what? I've been set. Set to do what? Well, I've been set to establish ministry. Okay, so let me ask you this. Where's the ministry? Well, God is doing it. Okay, what is he doing? Because do you have a ministry established? Well, God is sending me around the world. Okay, so where's your passport? Well, I'm going to try to get enough money to pay for a passport. It's $175. Go over to the post office. Go get your picture. Give you your social security number and your birth certificate. We don't prepare for these things. We let people talk us into a position, and we don't walk into the position. Oh man, I'm speaking today. Oh, this is good stuff right here. You're living with dead weight, and then the weight on your life is carrying everybody else down, and then you want God's approval. I met a person. They've been in. Well, 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. So they now officially is a chief apostle. 2 years after they got saved, they was an apostle. Now they're a chief apostle. And then I was talking to them, and I said, well, you're a chief apostle. Yeah. Oh, I'm chief apostle. I'm a chief apostle. I'm over apostle. Well, I came to visit your church. Oh, God got me an apostle to the nation. He had me moving from one region to another region. I said, you were on the west side of Chicago. You're only on the south side. That's not another region. That's in one region. Well, God got me moving from regions to regions. Man, look, between the west side of Chicago and the south side is only about 12 or 13 miles. That ain't another region. You're just moving from one place to another place. Well, God had me. And actually, they didn't already move. They didn't move to three. They didn't move to four different buildings. Well, the Lord had me moving, establishing churches. Well, you ain't established no church. You just moved from one location to another location. Yeah. And the Lord moved me. He moved me from one side of town. And now, little did he know, the member that left was telling me he wasn't paying the rent. And the landlord was coming to put the chains on the building. How are you going to be in a chief apostle and you got chained on the building and you didn't got your members chained up and you ain't got no chain? Let me leave that alone. What was my topic? Living with dead weight, calling in God's approval. All right. Anyone got any questions for me? We're dealing. This is open forum. I just shared something about the weight. We're not laying aside every weight of sin that so easily beset us. And what? Letting us run with patience the race that is set before us. The race that is set before us. Another prayer. I just had to laugh. Yeah. People of God, you know, life, you have to smile as well as cry. And the reason I'm saying this is because I have another colleague, I call him colleague. He said, God called him to be an apostle. So now he's over all bishops. Oh, boy, here we go. All right. let me go back to what I was talking about, school teaching. You have to love what you love. You cannot. If you in something that's dead weight in your life, release it. If you think the dead weight in your life, you want people to approve your dead weight in your life, you're not going to get anywhere because people change overnight. They change daily. And people want you to stay and live in stuff that they'll never do themselves. I said something Tuesday night. Now, that's why the body of Christ have a lot of people that are confused, Evangelist Wilson saying, and this is why a lot of people are confused. A lot of people that are confused in churches is because when they get to the church late, they get a message, and they get the end of a message and think and try to make that end of the message the topic. Now, yesterday's Monday night message on unforgiveness, the person who was carrying the issue of unforgiveness and the person was dying, that was not me. So one of my, I just tell them. They text me and say, oh, let it go, prophet, let it go. I had to call him and get him a whooping. You know me. What are you talking about? I said, that's your problem. So you get on you come to the prophet line, you late. I said, that ain't had nothing to do with me. You can't. Well, I heard what you said. No, you didn't. But now stop that lying spirit. See me in this season, I'm walking in apostolic. I'm correcting that. That ain't me. Don't put it on me. Now we were talking about an individual. See, people are getting things wrong when you get there late. If you on time, you would have heard what the topic was about. It was open forum. I'm the moderator. How you gonna say let something go? You don't even know what you didn't. You get into it. You came in there at the end, at the last question, and let it go. What do you think that? What do you think that movie Snow? What did that young girl say? Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. People need to. Yeah, they need to stop it. No, you need to get it right. Get it right. Get on time. Come on time. You'll be all right. Can't have a little sense of humor with people at the same time. But people will come on and they'll have exactly what you didn't say. They'll give you the wrong information. We have to be in a position as believers. Living with dead weight, calling it God's approval. This stuff is not God's approval. You can't wait and say, oh, the Lord is saying it. Did the Lord really tell you that? Or did you say that? We have to be able to move beyond the weight on our lives. Amen. All right. We're going to take a commercial. We'll be right back. This is open forum today. We're keeping the people informed of what's going on. I'm telling you, so much is going on in the land. And so we have to really trust the Lord for his perfect will to be done in the lives of the people. So many people are lost and they need direction. If there's things that are weighing you down, you have to let it go. Living with dead weight, calling in God's approval. We'll be right back.
Join Prophet Lerone Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to Lerone Matthews on Facebook and Lerone Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. Times are subject to change depending upon the availability.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet Lerone Matthews. The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and Lerone Matthews Ministries presents the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. Lerone Matthews, PhD. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
Excelling the Family for the Kingdom Purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Fierce Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois. October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, The Workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand. Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m. Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio. Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1900. Or email us at LeronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LeronMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Prophet Lerone Matthews. Prophet Lerone Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Lerone Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
All right, people of God, we're back. Thanking God for you on today. Honoring the Lord for the saints of God on today. For connecting with us on today. Powerful day. Open forum. And if you have a question and comment for myself on today, that I can answer. There's so many people living with dead weight, calling in God's approval, and God never approved it. Can he still use you in the midst of some of the things? Yes, but not like he really want to do or use you. So we have to trust the Lord in things that we do and believe in God that he's going to be that strength for us. And believe it must really do a great self-examination in this season. We have to really examine ourselves. I was sharing with some of the people, and I know this bear witness with a lot of people. There's something coming far greater than this. And I can promise you that many of the believers will not be ready for and they're not going to be ready for it. But you need to be ready for it and prepared for it, because the enemy is using everything in its arsenal. Everything the enemy is using, everything in its arsenal, to try to confuse many of us. And even as I said today, there's some of us, we're trying to get God approval and stuff that's weighing us down. I had to come to the revelation. This is not an indictment against anybody, but this is for me. Everybody cannot have my ear in this season. They will not have my ear in this season. The most dangerous thing, one of the most dangerous things in this particular season is false humility. See, a lot of people are getting, a lot of people are being bushwinkled with this flattery. You're getting flattered, and oh, they make you feel good, flattery. I trust God in this season, and I lean on him. You have to be very careful, many of you, who you let have your ear, because you're empty. When I say empty, an empty wagon squeaks all the time. And you want somebody, a word in your ear, somebody to confirm what God has already mandated. Everybody shouldn't have your ear in this season. One of my colleagues was calling me, you know, somebody, they heard you. They said they got a word for you. I said, do they? I said, well, and I just want to know, do I have your permission to for them to release the word to you? I said, well, ask them what it is. They can give it to you. They can give it to you. I told them, Pastor Center. I said, they can give it to you. But they won't talk to you personally. No, they can give it to you. They can give it to you and give it to me. No. If the dust says the Lord, they can give it to you. You can tell me. Something I don't need to get in my ear in this season. Not saying it wasn't a prophetic word. Then, couldn't find out later that it wasn't no prophetic word. People, you have to be very careful in this season. And this is helping somebody of who are trying to attach themselves to you and the things that you're doing. Especially if you, like me, I don't work too hard in my life to be where I'm at right now, to just let anybody get my ear. Be very careful. Let's put some of this stuff in the layaway. Because everybody should not have access to where you're going. You didn't work too hard to let people get in your ear to deviate you, to shift you, to shake you with the wisdom that you got and what God is doing in your life. God didn't brought you too far to leave you out there alone. When God is releasing the information to you and the data, and taking you to a new level in him, you have to be very careful as believers who get your ear and who says all of these kind words or flattery words to shift you from where you are. You have to know who you are. Because some people get in your ear and change the whole course of your life, and you sit there like, I don't know why I feel this way towards this person. Because you let somebody lie to you about the person and you didn't even know them. You let somebody break up a relationship that you should have had because of your weakness and your self-esteem and things that are going on. Living with dead weight, calling it gossip for them.
You have to release yourself from these things. I'm telling you, I trust the Lord. That's why I thank God for Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministry, our local church, the men and women of God, the congregation, the younger and emerging with the mature season, our youth ministry, and the things the Lord is doing. I'm just so blessed. As I tell my son and daughter, the enemy is attacking you because of what God is doing in you and for you. Then I trust the Lord. Happy morning to your mother, Thelma Sydney, on today.
Happy morning. God bless. God bless Prophet Matthew and to all the people across the land on the Blog Talk Radio on the conference line. It is truly a blessing. It's late, but Mother is here. Glory to God.
Amen.
You are continuing to keep praying for Mother. Amen. Glory to God. And you know, Prophet, I was thinking about what you had said, and I thought about this verse about giving that which is holy unto the dog, but I don't want to focus on that part.
No. Stop right there, Mother. Stop right there. Stop right there. I just read that scripture yesterday. I'm telling you, you in the house right there. Because, see, I just read that. I said, you know what? And that hit me yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I'm working on a project.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, this is what I want to do. But immediately, you know how people close the Bible and say, Lord, I'm gonna open up to the Bible, to a verse, and you tell me what it is. And you'll open up and you'll read it. Have you ever done that? And then that the verse you want
to
read. But you better keep that verse right there. That's why I want you. You told me you're going to open the Bible up, and I took you to the page.
Amen.
That's so cool, Mother.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people. But
yeah, because, you know, because it says that neither cast ye your pearls before swine, unless they trample them under their feet and turn against and rend you and basically turn against you and attack you. And so even, you know, many people minister about that, you know, but and they really want to focus more on, you know, calling the people dogs or whatever, but that's not what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the part where that it's easy to focus on the derogatory part of it, but what the insulting part, but don't waste your time. You know, don't waste things that is of value on those who don't even want it and who won't even appreciate it. And so why would I waste my time on that is what is valuable that God has given to me on those who won't appreciate it? And then on top of it, you know, you giving them the rich word of God, and then they get angry at you because you offer it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's just like they're not ready for it. They don't want it. And so don't cast it among the swines or the dogs, you know, the unlearned, the unappreciative. Amen, because you're not ready. You're ready. You're still yet in the pig pen. You're still yet, you know, in the dog pound. You just not ready. You don't know how to appreciate that which is good. Pigs don't know how to, when you feed a pig will eat anything you give them.
Yeah.
They'll eat anything that you give them. They don't know the value of it. They do not know the value of a man. Glory to God. And a dog is just a dog if you don't train them.
Right.
You have to train them. Train them what you want them to be like. You got to train their temperament. What do you want them to be like? Glory to God. And you know, a dog can always, you know, left alone. And just like with the people, these are example of people characters. I mean, if you leave a child alone, even a newborn baby, eventually that baby will die because it knows no love, it knows nothing. And by the grace of God, if it survives, it never had that type of attention, never had that type of touch, it never had love. I mean, they wouldn't know what love is, and their character, you know. It would be totally, totally different if people, you know, would do that, which try to do that which is good to the person, but they don't know how to receive it. And so some, you know, you just have to, they have to be trained. And so they're not ready for it. They're not ready for that which is valuable. And some people is not ready for God's anointing, so they don't know how to handle it. You don't know how to handle it, because in order to value God's anointing, your character has to change. Your character has to be right. You have to always have a forgiving heart.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's when you were speaking. I said, wow. That scripture came to me right there. But
yeah,
don't be putting that which is holy unto the dog.
Right. And when we're dealing with each other, I talked about me earlier today when I was teaching school. And when I was a school teacher, you have to have a passion. Let me say this to many of you all. You're going to know, I'm telling you, as we break ground, we're in 5783. We're breaking ground right now, many people, and this wind that's blowing, this new wind that's blowing in this calendar year of watching the true, authentic unveiling right now in the land. And if the, what was that? Department of Labor, no, not Department of Labor. The World Banking System and the Federal Reserve says there were more millionaires made in the coronavirus than there ever been in history. Wouldn't that tell you something? Wouldn't that tell us something? If there were more millionaires made in the middle of the darkest times in the world, then that should tell us something. That should tell the believer that in the most difficult and darkest times, we should be the most successful. But the reason why we couldn't, because too many of us were dark in the darkness. Ooh, let it preach right there. Being dark in the darkness. You see, you have to be a light in the darkness. And we have so many people around us that we have connected to us that we try to make them light when they already in darkness. You try to use a dim, a soft light bulb when you need a bright light. Instead of having the bright light, you try to use the soft light, the gift to get the soft light instead of the anointing to have the bright light to try to make them, try to take them places where their character will never keep them. We're using people who have the soft light. Did I say that? The soft light over the bright light. I got rid of some, you know, because the soft light is that little yellow one. The bright light is the one that's blue, light at the house. You cannot keep positioning people because they're gifted. And you, where you are at anointed, if the gift can't be opened up by your anointing and they keep hanging with the wrapping on the gift instead of opening the gift up to actually get to the core of it, you'd be just wasting your time. You're going to know, many of us going to know, when y'all move into the 2023 year,
you're going to really know who's with you, who's not, the wheat from the tares. It's already showing now. The people who will not last. The word of God says, he that endured to the end shall be saved. You can't keep being. Like mother said, your pearl before swine. What's coming? It's going to be mandatory that you have an anointing to deal with these zombie spirits. What's coming? You're going to have to be anointed to deal with these counterfeit spirits that's going to come in churches and pretend that they are broken and destitute and they're down and out. And you're going to be trying to lay hands and they're going to wear you out. You have to be truly anointed to be able to deal with what's getting ready to come in the counterfeit. Got to be anointed. Because in this order right now, of what we're seeing, many of us, you are anointed, but you're being worn down by the gifted. You're being worn down.
Yeah.
You've been worn down by the gifted. You are anointed, but the gifted people are wearing you down. Because their gift is taking them where their character cannot keep them. They're using your platform, and they leaving scars on your platform. And when they can't do what they want to do on your platform, they go on to another platform and leaving that one scarred, and then leaving those spirits. You got to be able to know what you're dealing with. Money came back and anointed. You have to be in a place, the weight, you have to living with dead weight, calling in God's approval. You gotta let some of this stuff go. Hold it on for dear life, for something that don't want you in life. I better write that down. Hold it on for dear life, for something that don't want you in life. I better write this down. I'm giving y'all some wisdom keys here. Anyone else got a question for me and Mother Sydney on today? Bless you on today, saints of God. And I'm telling you, I done blessed them. Tell him, love the Lord. And I'm telling you, God is up to the good. Yeah, because you got to know. I'm writing a note down here. I can see that. All right, wrote that note down. I got to put that somewhere. All right. Well, we give God praise, glory, and honor for the people of God on today, Thursday morning, open forum. You're going to get the questions. You're going to get the comments. You're going to get what you need. Amen. Our enemies are about to self-destruct. You can look at it now. Look at what's going on. Look what's going on in the White House. Look what's being exposed. Look at what's over there. Now it's coming out. Ukraine ain't even fighting the war. America is over there fighting Ukraine war. See, why would what? And see, now Putin ain't nothing with America. America jumped over there in Ukraine war. Yeah, they did. See how all of this stuff is starting. Told you something is on the way. President of the United States' son is in trouble.
Yeah, the United States gobbling everything. The United States trying to control and lead. And the United States got a problem by itself, you know, because how the United States, just like how the United States have the least homosexuality out and how they passing the law and then how they're trying to coerce other countries to accept it, you know, like it's right, but if they don't, you know, they want to alienate them. And so,
put sanction on them.
That's what they want to do. You know, and so here it is. You look at why would you want, I mean, I appall the people, you know, congratulate the country that don't accept it, because if you're looking at to follow a country that have lost its salt, amen. It's not as good as filling the hill anymore. It's not being ruled by God, amen. But what they have turned to is perversion, you know, all of lasciviousness, all of that nasty stuff that was kicked out of heaven. Glory to God. They want to follow that, amen. The riches and all of flesh, you know, and still say, okay, we're great. No, you're not great. You're great in your own eyesight. And the blind will be leading, the blind is leading the blind because you have blindness on. And so now you're trying to lead other countries astray. Amen. Yeah. The United States, like you said, you don't realize what you're doing. You leading the other countries astray, meaning you're leading other people astray. And the wrath of God, amen, is going to come down upon you. But yet in the midst of the United States, you got people that's praying, amen. But yet God is going to protect our mind. God is going to protect his people. Amen. Just like he protects them, glory to God. He said, there's nothing new up on the sun. Hallelujah. And I'm hearing Exodus. He said, I'm hearing that night. He said, tell them about that night. But I told the children of Israel, you know, to apply the blood upon the post. Apply the blood upon the Oshai of God. He said, apply the blood upon the post. Lamond the Oshai of God. And when I see the blood, he said, no, 3 days. He said, 3 days, glory to God, that it is the Messiah God, that the earth is going to be in darkness. Come on, that it is the Messiah God. He said, but my people, glory to God, is going to make it through. There's going to be suffering. It is the Messiah God up on the earth, up on the United States. What master can the Messiah? Master can be the Messiah God. He said, because sins, about 60 years, your sins have came up to my but my people shall suffer through it. Glory under the Oshaya God. So prepare your mind under the Oshaya God. Prepare your oil, Oshaya. Prepare your oil. Prepare yourself. I bind it under the Oshaya God. For that appointed day. He said, but the five wise. He said, 3 days. He said, your mind needed the Messiah God. He said, mankind, the Messiah God, had destroyed that temple and killed the Messiah God, the body. Glory to God, had killed my son, but didn't kill, but crucified my son, But he said, if you crucify this temple, if you destroy this temple, he said, three days, he said, I'll rise. He said, it'll rise back up. But mankind didn't know. He said, so mankind, United States, 3 days. 3 days, God. But my people must prepare itself. A massacre of the devils, because you would be caught up in the calamity. God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Prepare you the way. Prepare you the way. Prepare preparation. Most high of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Just like when the turn of the century, when they were saying 2K, 2K, and how everyone prepared, you know, figured that it was the end of the most high of the world. Glory to God. They didn't know what was to come. I'm the Messiah. He said, no man knows until the hour that the Son of Man is going to return. That the Messiah, God. Always stay in preparation. Always stay in prayer. He said, he that have an ear, let him hear. A God. He that have an ear, mind the Messiah, let him hear. Glory to God. The Messiah, God. He said, the climate is changing. And they're clashing the mind of the Messiah God with the northerly wind of the Messiah God. There's confusion about the Messiah God. Turmoil about Katana, the Messiah God. Upon the earth, under the United States, under the Messiah, God. Woe unto you, man, under the Messiah. Give me, Messiah, God, that leads my people straight. Woe, I'm on, under the Messiah, God, that holds, under the Messiah, God, that which is good, that which is right, God. For my people, the middle of the Osiah, woe, Hatana the Osiah, God, that you did not see me, woe, my name of the Osiah, God, that you did not visit me, woe, my name of the Osiah, all of those that are in the sealed home, and my home is in the disarray, woe, woe, my name of the Osiah, God, Yabonaya, the Osiah, God, over the Matsuki, the Osiah, God. He said, my earth is groaning. My earth is groaning in the Osiah. I'm not sick of the Osiah, God. Yet still, innocent blood that died, innocent blood that's crying out, Kataya, the Osiah. Just pull him back and remember the Abel, Cain and Abel, Kedarim Osiah, God. That blood, higher God, that innocent blood is yet still. Crying out, said, I'm on it from the earth, I'm on it, the Messiah. He said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. United States, Katia, on it, Oceania. Whoa, I'm on it, the Messiah. Whoa, I'm on it, the Messiah, God. But my people, hey, I'm on it, the Messiah, God. My people, the Messiah, God. Stand back, and see my salvation. My people, heed to my warning, heed to my call, my God, and do not be caught up in the midst of a seer conscience. Do not be caught up in the midst of the world and the things of the world, but continue to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. God bless. God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. Fair warning. Fair warning. Mind the Messiah. Fair warning. I'm not the Messiah, God. Fair warning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord.
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God.
When you hit it, when you said that climate. My God, when you said that, the Lord was just telling me about the climatic shift. If you look over in right now in Atlanta, it was 26 degrees today. It's going to be 65. The entire South has a climatic shift in the land. And what we're watching is a wind precipitation change, and people can't even identify. Meteorologists can't identify. People don't even know if it's cold or hot. One of the world's biggest banks is collapsing right now. See, we're watching, and that's why when you said that, Mother, very powerful, because the Lord said, he gave me this 2 days ago. He said, when the enemy is about to self-destruct, and what they're doing, once again, they're going to try to use Black America to reach, they're going to try to use us again. They're going to play on us again. See, when they can't do it, they always call on us. That our enemies are about to self-destruct, I'm telling you. Anyone else got a question or comment right now? Hallelujah. The Lord is revealing that dream realm. He's showing us things we didn't even imagine that could be seen or shown. I trust the Lord. I'm telling you, I trust the Lord in this season. With my life, not just this season, with my life. That's very powerful, Mother, because it's coming, I'm telling you. It's coming. Yes. Man, oh, man. And even with some of these cars, these people with all these, you know. Yeah, I'm telling you, so much going on. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. Yeah. Yeah, Lord, I'm telling you, it's coming out. See, if we're watching the unveiling of a lot of things. Yeah. See, it's because we're seeing it come to pass, Mother. The only reason I got quiet because we're letting that word that Mother just released germinate in our spirit, what's being revealed. Yeah. Anyone else? Bless you. Hallelujah. You own it. We're watching it unveil. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to see you. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. And I know it's a 15-11. I'm not a morning person, but I thank the Lord. I'm able to get up this morning and go on my journey today. Maybe to the classroom, okay.
Bless the Lord for you, Sister Yolanda. Good to have you on with us.
Huh? Yes, it is. It's a privilege and a pleasure to be on the phone with you all. And you as well. We're gonna read the thing with my sister in the Lord.
Yes. Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you as well today, woman of God. Appreciate you.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will miss the conference this year for your birthday, but I'm gonna make it my way up there if it's not snowing too bad.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we bless the Lord for you as well. Amen. We're looking forward to a great time, though. Amen.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, Mother, you were on it today. You pinpointed right on target. What is happening? I tell you, right on time. That was from the Lord. Definitely, right from the Lord. A warning for the people. It's something, I'm telling you, it's hidden. It's hidden this way. And matter of fact, it's here. But the angels of the living God are on assignment, holding back what the world has already created.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
We thank God today.
All right. Thanks to God. Well, we bless the Lord for you today. Don't forget our Family Value Conference. We're 8 days away. 8 days away. Friday the 28th. It's going to be an awesome pair. Looking for a great thing. And Evangelist Marshall is going to be coming back the following week for her book signing. We bless the Lord for Evangelist Marshall, her book. We got some other kingdom leaders that are going to be promoting their stuff at our conference. So we thank God for what's going to be available for the saints of God and what the Lord is doing for them, in them, and through them. So we bless the Lord for what the Lord is doing and excited about the mighty hand of God on his people and on the lives of the saints of God on today. Amen. Mother Thelma Sidney, we're going to commercial and we'll be right back.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries and LaRon Matthews Ministries present the Family Values Conference 2022.
Family Values Conference 2022.
And the 55th birthday celebration for Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. October 28th through 30th, 2022 at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois.
This year's theme,
excelling the family for the kingdom purpose. Family Values Conference 2022. Your MC, Brother Norris Thompson, radio personality at Rejoice 102.3 FM, WYCA, Chicago, Illinois. It kicks off Friday night, October 28th at 7 p.m. Pastor Eugene Fears Jr., Redeem Enrichment Ministries, Joliet, Illinois, October 29th, 2022. Saturday morning, the workshop. It begins at 10 a.m. until noon. Backed by popular demand, Bishop Jesse M. Williams Jr., Deliverance Center Church, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night at 7 p.m., Evangelist Ellen Allen, New Bethel Bountiful Blessings Ministry, Toledo, Ohio, Sunday morning, October 30th, 2022, at 11 a.m., a time of reflections. Apostle Greg Jacobs, Greg Jacobs Ministries, Chicago, Illinois. Bishop Kenneth Franklin, Christ for Everyone Ministries, Incorporated, Chicago Heights, Illinois. Apostle Maurice and Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, Restoration and Truth Ministries, Newport News, Virginia. For more information, call 877-912-2027 or 708-825-1988. Or email us at LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. That's LaRonMatthewsMinistries@gmail.com. No registration fee. Everyone is welcome. October 28th through 30th, 2022. The Family Values Conference at RFPIM, 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. We welcome you and want to see you there.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreU.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit *6 now. God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God. Is there another amen to have a question, a comment for myself, for Prophet Matthew?
Yeah.
In this hour, the time that we are in.
Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you, man. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you, Father.
Yes, sir. Try to get on, doctor, but I'm sick of a little bit at work. Yes, sir. Amen. But I'm able to step in right quick. Powerful, our prophetic release, that Mother release. I know that to be God. Amen. Because certainly God is speaking. And He's definitely sending warning to his people, giving them ample time to get things right. So I know that to be God. Father, I want to go back to something that you shared in that powerful teacher this morning to just put on the table. And I know that a lot of times we deal with truth, when you deal with things that people don't want to hear or don't want to let go. Kind of tie into what you shared in our prayer call on yesterday about, you know, the unknown. But a lot of times people deal with things that they don't really know or understand, but they are believers. I want to go back, and it was powerful what you said about how you was at the school and being a teacher, how you end up, I believe it was God, how you end up using the wisdom to reach the gang members. To allow them to be leaders, because God showed you that they were leaders. But I want to go back to something that you said about the weight. Can you repeat that again about the dead weight? Carry dead weight for what? It's not the will of God. Living with dead weight, calling God's approval.
Yes, sir. There you go. That's powerful.
Dead weight, calling God's approval.
Yeah. Now, check this out, Prophet and Mother Sidney, people of God. Now, we know, as believers, as opposed to anyway, because many people are still carrying their weight, Prophet, because I'm talking about in the church world, whether it's from childhood, adulthood, whether it's ministry, friendship, marriage, relationship, however you want to put it, humanity is carrying some type of dead weight until we really come into the knowledge of the truth, that we be liberated from the things that we are still carrying. Don't you know that anything, and Mother said the proper side, don't you know that anything that's dead is supposed to be buried? Anything that's dead. That's why Jesus gave, when the people's crying out, talking about, you know, about somebody had died, that's why Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Because anything that is dead, after a while, it's thinking. So you know it goes up into the nostrils of God. That's what sin does. And that's what Mother was prophesying about concerning America. America, the sin, it has went up into the nostrils of God. And people wonder why the catastrophic events and the climatic change and the shiftings of things that are taking place in the earth's realm. They're all signs. I thought you were going to hit on a little bit yesterday when you was in Matthew 24, amen, going down to when the disciples asked Jesus a question about the signs of his coming. And one of the ones he did say at the beginning, "Will let no man deceive you." We know we are in our great deception, where men are being deceived by so many things that they see and hear. And I think I heard you say about God, you wrote down something about the great sound, powerful sound. And that's key for us as men and women of God, especially in this hour, what's going on. And I think I heard you bring out about Russia, Ukraine, how United States in it. Really, Prophet, if you really study it real well, man, that's really America's war. America created that war.
Yeah.
That's America's war. Amen. All you got to do is continue to do that research and study, and God will begin to reveal some deep things to you. That's why America, you know, it's kind of tapping into certain things we see on social media, we see in headline news. But when you get in that place with God for real, God will let you know and show you what it's really all about. And you'll see it and understand. And that's why Mother was prophesying about the things that are coming on America. You prophesied about things that are coming on America. You can't mess with something they don't think it's going to retaliate back. That's why we say if you keep messing with Mother Nature, Mother Nature will respond back.
Yeah.
And that is what's going on. But getting back to that point about when you used to carry dead weight, why so many people that some of the believers are carrying weight, dead weight. Because, you know, in the natural, dead weight, really, man, that's hard to carry. In the natural, when you talk about carrying somebody that has died, you trying to pick that weight up, or an animal or whatever it might be, have died, you trying to pick that, that's all weight. So the way you broke it down to bring the people to a place of understanding, man, weight, sin that even beset us, whether it's unforgiveness, and men have been talking about that. It was brought up on your conference line Monday night. Many people have been talking about it in the past, about unforgiveness and things that people are carrying, dead weight. It's dead weight, and it becomes sin. I'm talking about for the believer, not for the world system, because the world, they're blinded. But why is the believer blinded? Why is the believer halt between two opinions? Why is the believer dealing with alt? Don't you know that the Bible teaches us about when you got to alt against your brother and sister, why are you still carrying it when it should be dealt with? You carrying it, and it should be addressed as believers now. You're carrying dead weight that becomes sin when it goes back up to the nostril of God, often away from it. I always use the analogy about how Christ, when he put on sin, when he was on the cross, the Father turned away from him. It was because the sin went up into the nostril of God, so God had to turn away from him. He didn't forsake him. He just had to turn away because he couldn't look down on the sin that Jesus had took on. But that's what's going on, man, of God, and it's so, to be so true. But we are believers, and you're giving the people truth. Many other leaders are giving the people truth. But we see it, Prophet, because we are leaders. We are leaders. We are leading a people. We're trying to allow God to help us to build the people, not hurt the people or wound the people or damage the people, but to build them in their walk with the Lord. To help them so they could be effective for the kingdom of God in the earth, but they still want to carry their weight. They still want to carry some stuff they want to hold on to. So I believe the question that I want to ask is, why do people still want to hold on to something that they know that is killing them? They know that it's destroying them. They know that it is causing sickness and affliction to hit their body. Why do we? Now we know we're not perfect now, but we're supposed to have the perfect one in us. As believers, now, if you say truly you're a believer, you know, this is the thing God revealed to me, Prophet, and through the message that you released yesterday, the prophetic word about talking about the unknown. One of the things that God revealed to me is that people have truly lost their identity. They don't understand that they are citizens in the kingdom. They just become what we call subjects. They become subjects in the earth. They don't realize that they are citizens. So when you become citizens in the kingdom of God, you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You no longer in a place of being, and this is what the pandemic was all about. They knew it was part of bringing death into the land to take the people out. That's why the spirit of death was in the earth realm through that. So those systems know that. And then you still got the church world, what I call the religious world, still want to carry on dead weight, because religion is dead weight, man. That's dead weight.
Yeah.
Well, we should be operating from a kingdom place. That's everything that Jesus taught, and we're supposed to be followers of him. So we as men and women of God that are leading the people, man, we can't keep carrying the dead weight when God keeps sending warning. Because judgment first begins in the house of God. It begins with us first. In order for our family to get it, in order for our community to get it, our city to get it, our state, our regions, our nation to get it starts with us. Because somebody said it. I don't know what Mother Sidney said it. We're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. And the perversion to hit our nation, what we expect? What we expect to go back up in the nostrils of God? The weight of sin or the weight that we're carrying? And that's why I think me and you had a dialogue about it. Me and my wife had a dialogue about it, and I was teaching to the church about why men become feminine, women become masculine. Because women carry weight that it shouldn't be carrying. That's how they become masculine, because they build what? When you pump iron, you pump weight, you become masculine, you build muscles. And that's why a lot of women are independent. I'm not bashing women, not bashing men, but I'm just using this as an example to show you what the problem is. God calls women to be a feminine, to be soft, to be soft. When you touch their body, they're going to be soft, not hard.
Right.
But that comes from carrying dead weight. Whether they got to carry the dead weight of the man, you carry the whole household, you know, built for it. Then you got men that are jealous back, Yes, sir. There you go. Men jelly back, so they become soft. So now you feminine. That's why you see the perversion, mother, that you prophesied about. You see the perversion in our land. Now you see men want to be women and women want to be men. So there it is, prophet. Right. That's the weight, that dead weight, man. A fear that needs to be set us from running this race. So bless you, man. Yeah. I just want to come in and share that, man.
And having that Xbox mentality at home playing an Xbox. Man, deal with somebody. Well, this is so funny. Now, this is funny. Yeah. You know, I laugh at stuff when people come to me for advice, Mother Sidney. You know, one of my, I call it, I always say, my colleague asked me, said, well, man, God, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you do when your members come and tell you that their husband is always playing the Xbox when you get home from work? They don't spend time together. I said, well, tell her. You know, I get a little sleep with somebody. Now, that Xbox, that didn't just start that day. That's been going on for a while. That didn't start that day that they start playing the Xbox. That was going on for a long period of time. It just happened to be, it's coming to the surface, or came to the surface. So that's the issue. It finally came to the surface, so it is what it is. Now, the only advice I can give you concerning that is, since it's been going on so long, she needs to go on in there and get in the Xbox game with him. Because, see, it ain't going to change him. Because you used to they used to it. When you've been used to doing something and you allowed it to go on for so long and continue to do what you're doing, it's God's divine intervention that's going to change it. But if you allowed it to happen, you constantly allowed it to happen. You can't change something you constantly allowed to happen. Y'all agreed upon it. You do. The kid doing homework. He's there playing the Xbox game. He's late for church because he's trying to finish up his last game. Yeah. Let me leave the church people alone. That's a bit too deep for me. But that's the spirit.
Man.
You knew you married a man that loved his little toys. And that's what his little toys. And you ain't changing. He ain't changing because that's what he likes to do. That's what he likes to do.
Man. You know, Prophet,
advise you. Come on in, Mother.
I just wanted to kind of, before I lose my thought, about the comment on what Apostle Simeon had said about why the people are, you know, are carrying this dead weight. And what came to my mind was in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. And I'm going to start at the 3rd verse. I'm like, God, this is so true. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold. That right there, to my spirit, pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against.
Yeah.
The knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedient when your disobedience is fulfilled.
I'm looking at that.
I said, okay, God. I said, even you said there's nothing new under the sun. Even when Paul, he realized that the people, the Church of Corinth, amen, they was facing a spiritual warfare, but they didn't even see
right.
it. They didn't even see that there is a spiritual warfare that they didn't see. Because you cannot see when you lord up over God's people. Okay, when you the one trying to impress the people, amen, when you trying to use your personality, your article, a way of speaking, oratory, way of speaking to sway the people, glory to God.
Yes.
They're not going to be able to, they're going to see the cardinality of that person. And so when these people, and pulling down these strongholds, amen, it takes the mind. It takes the mind because you are in total disobedience. Amen.
Yeah, it is.
You're in total disobedience of God. Amen. Because so here it is. You wonder why, you, like Apostle Simeon said, you carrying this dead weight. That dead weight, amen, have became a stronghold, amen, because it says, but mighty through God to the pulling down the stronghold, amen. And I heard him say that when you carrying dead weight, hallelujah, that's heavy because it's dead. Stronghold, amen, it's when you have a stronghold, ain't nothing you could do. You have to demolish that. Amen, you have to demolish it. When you are in a war and people, you have a fort, I think about these Western movies I like to look at, and when the Indians come after them, they say, go into the fort, because what? The forts have strong walls, and they won't be able to attack, amen. They won't be able to get in. They have a better defense, amen, instead of out in the open, amen. And so what? The people of God has to do is you have to pull down the stronghold of your mind.
Stronghold.
The stronghold of your mind is your disobedience. Your disobedience to the word of God. Glory to God. He said, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So every thought that you think and every deed that you're doing has to be brought down to the obedience of Christ. And having in a readiness to resist all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. You can't revenge no disobedience when your disobedience is not fulfilled, when you're not obedient, amen, to the word of God, to God's word, amen. And what we fail to realize, he said, in the religious world, because, you know, you have this dead weight in this stronghold, and when you're so in disobedience, it's because that you look cardinality of the man. Glory to God. You're looking and you're hearing at what he's saying, but you're not listening to he that have an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying. What is the Spirit of God is saying through him? If he or she is telling the truth about the things, if your spirit is connecting and in connection with them, okay, hear what the Spirit is saying and stop worrying in the flesh. Stop looking at what they're doing. Amen. That's where your disobedience comes in, because you're being disobedient to God. Stop listening to the sound in the temperament of what they're saying.
Yes.
And some are still yet saying the same old, same old, and they need a new message. They need a new message. Amen. And you will know that. You will know it. I know what I'm talking about. Mother know what she's talking about. Glory to God. Because some are stuck back in the past and have not progressed. Oh. Some is yet still a hard taskmaster, amen, because they're a taskmaster, amen, glory to God. Because what? because they because they decided they're going, Lord, oh, these are my people. These my people. No, we are God's people. Amen. Instead of teaching them Christ.
Right.
Instead of showing them Christ is the way. He said, I'm the only way. He said, I'm the truth and the life. He said, there's only one way to the Father. It's through the Son. If you continually, if you preach Christ and him crucified, you will have so many people that are obedient to the word of God. Because your righteousness, your disobedience is fulfilled. And that's all you know is Christ and him crucified. And they will know that. Glory to God. But instead of just keep beating them, but yet those that you have, it doesn't matter how big or how small the congregation may be, utilize what you have. Amen. Think about Gideon. And God downsized his army because he wanted to get the glory out of it. He didn't want mankind to get the glory because he wanted to get the glory out of it. And so when your spirit come in obedient, amen, then glory to God, we won't have dead. You will stop carrying all this dead weight. Amen. Glory to God, dead weight. You wonder why you're dealing with high blood, low blood, amen, no blood, one running through your vein, no, amen, all of the sickness and the disease, what you're up one day, you're down one day, you're hot, you're cold, glory to God, you're in between, amen, you say, I'm confused, glory to God, amen, I'm confused of what my identity is, what my sex is, amen, we know that confusion was kicked out of heaven. Confusion was kicked out of heaven, amen, because God said he is not the author of confusion. He's not the author of confusion. So confusion was kicked out of heaven, amen. He was the author of it when he said confusion that those are one third of the angels. Confused, amen, hallelujah. And God said, I had to kick sin out of kick sin out of heaven. Amen. Glory to God. Confusion. Confusion in the midst because he wants to be as God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wanted to be as God. God gave him everything. Everything. The most angelic angel in the world. Music, melodious music coming out of his body, but he got puffed up.
Yeah,
he got puffed up looking at the beauty of him, looking at how he was able to sing, glory to God. And that's why we have to be so very careful today in the music that we play because he's in everything. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's turning, glory to God. The love of many, amen, he's turning them away from the true love of God. He's turning them. He's deceiving. Glory to God. He is not the light, but he appear as the light. He's not the light.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
He have a word, but he's not the word. Glory to God. He's the origin of the anti. Anything that is against God, it originated from him. I'm the Messiah, God. And then it began not only in the garden, but it began in heaven. Let the Most Shire God. That who created him coming up against. He created him. You coming up against your creator. Let the Most Shire God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so confusion had to be kicked out.
Yeah,
it had to be kicked out because the confusion wasn't kicked out. How is it that God would be able to go and to prepare a place for us? I don't know about Shia God. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Because in my Father's house are many mansions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how can he go and prepare a place, amen, a peace, amen, a place where pain is going to see sickness no more. He's going to drop every tear. Glory God. Let it be Oshaya, God, if he didn't kick confusion out of heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. I didn't mean to go that way, but I just let the Spirit have it. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. And so, even when Paul stated, glory to God, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, yes, this is, we have to walk in the flesh. Amen.
Right.
The two names are going to be where we need. He said, we do not walk after the flesh.
Yeah.
We walk in the flesh, but we don't walk after the flesh. Glory to God. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That is not what you see. He said, but it's mighty through God to pulling down the strongholds. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. And so if you want truth, the word of God is truth. Amen. That's why we have to continue to study to show ourselves approved to God. Workmen need to be shown. We have to rightly divide the word of God. We have to study first. We're studying before to prove ourselves unto God. Like, okay, God, do you have my word? Do you have it?
Yes.
Then he'll see that you're equipped, and he'll send you out.
Right.
God ain't going to send you nowhere if you ain't equipped. You know,
there you go.
He was called, but few was chosen. We all were called. Yeah. And then he choose you to go out to do what you're doing.
Right.
He said the call. Amen. And so that's why we have the fivefold ministry should be operating in the body of Christ, in the church. But it's not, because we warring against what? The flesh. Glory to God, because if you want to get
warring
the same, if we want to get profit, the same effect as the apostles did and what they got, we got to do what they did.
Right.
You got to do what they did.
Yep.
It was, souls were added to the church daily. What did they do? They preached Jesus and him crucified. They preached Jesus. Nothing there.
Nothing else.
And then they were empowered with the Holy Ghost. They were empowered. And they did not take control. They let the Spirit of the Lord lead them. Yes, they had their difference. But before the sun went down, they got that thing together, because they had all things in common. Because what was there became ours. It was for God to take care of the people. That's where God blessed them. Because their
exactly
heart was right. They was exhibiting the characters of Christ. They was not hoarding the stuff themselves. But they went and sold everything that they had and brought it back to
that's
the people.
My hoarding. It was
Thank
hoarding.
You.
I love that. It was a hoarding son.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if we want the same effect, glory to the emotion, you God. God, just show me America. He said, in God we trust. He showed me the dollar bill. He showed me the bill. And he showed me. He said, in God we trust. That kind of money may be the other side of God. You don't trust me anymore. You don't trust me. You went astray. Abomination in the land. Abomination. Abomination. And you're yet still trying to lead. Cut you off as I cut Saul off. Come on, my mind, maybe the Messiah God. Glory to God. And then, you yet still think you're walking in power, in authority. You have no power. Your power has been cut. Your authority has been cut. Come on, the Messiah God. Look at your economy. Look at your dollar bill. Because you're now greed. Greed. To overtake you. There's nothing new up under the sun. He said, go back to my people. Go back to Exodus. Go back. They're my chosen people. You will not and cannot destroy them. They're massive in number. They're my real knit. You have been bamboozled and hoodwinked. You have been deceived. You have been fed poison water. Your morals have been tainted. Your food have been poisoned. I have released my anger. Kumasa kabaya. Kunasa kabaya. Up on your lane. My people, take refuge. Take refuge. America. Come on,
Repent out in publicly. Repent. Shire, God, and expose that which is hidden, the sins of the heart. Expose that which is hidden. Hallelujah, God. It is time. Time is winding down. That the angels of the God, of God, that all Osiah is about to put the sickles into the earth. Come on, Osiah. Oh, Yes, God. Hey, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. The hour is coming. Repent. Repent. God. Yeah, God. Repent. Repent. Oh, glory to your name, Father. God. Repent. Hey, God. Yes, God. God. Oh, God. Yes, God. Oh, bless your name. Oh, Father. Thank you, Lord God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord God. Yamani. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, Shania. Yeah, God. Oh, Yamaya Bushiche. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. He's going to wipe away your tears. Hey, Yamashania, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. My word is being fulfilled. As I say, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. I'm not about you. Don't give up. I'm not about you. Don't bail out. Don't give in, Josiah, God. He said, because now faith is a present thing. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Stand up on my word. Stand up on the word of God. Stand. When you can't do nothing else, continue to stand. Whew. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Whew. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Ooh, Father, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hey, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Most high God bless you all.
Hold on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus. He wants a transformation, Prophet, in us, that he could flow freely through us, and the world would know us. The world would know us, too. As well. It's constantly, you know, people say it so loosely, 2 Chronicles 7:14, they say it so loosely. He said, but they do not see. They go on, but they, he said, if my people,
We don't have to say anymore. Yeah. He said, if my people. We don't have to say anymore. He said, if my people.
Yeah.
He said, if. Condition. Lord, glory to God.
Yeah.
Lord, forgive. Lord, forgive me.
Woo! Yeah.
I'm prophesying to the world, Lord. I forgive me. Woo! Ah, Yaboshaya, forgive me, Lord God. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And one of the things you were saying, Mother, in your interpretation, the Bible said, the word of the Lord God in Kabir, come out from among them and be separated, says the Lord. And God was speaking about coming out from among them and being separated. And that's one of the things you were saying in the tongue. The God, I kept him come out from among them. And the Lord is coming. The wrath is coming. The wrath of God is coming. And it's time for us to be in order. And you said from that Second Corinthians there, the weapon we're trying to use natural in a spiritual thing, and natural in the spiritual thing. And God is pulling his people out, but they don't want to come out. He's giving us the exit.
Man.
He's showing us the exit sign. Many people see the exit sign, but they're not following the exit sign. They think the exit sign is what they think the exit sign is. It ain't the exit sign is what you think the exit sign is. Yeah, the exit sign is what you think the exit sign is. There was a fire in the building. Listen to this, Mother. There was a fire in the building. And what the people did not know is that the dynamics of the building had changed. And the lady who knew, who'd been in the building years, was telling them, you can't go through that. That's not an exit door anymore. They just didn't change the sign. And you got people who are getting ready to go through exit doors that they didn't change the sign, but they changed the doorway.
Uh-huh.
And you have people going through exit doors that will lead them to the wrong entrance or the wrong exit, because the exit sign is still up there, but the doorway is changed. The door is changed. And we know that we're following the exit. That's not the exit anymore. That's no longer an exit. That's not an exit. And we're trying to follow exits that are no longer there. We have to be in the right place of the kingdom. Amen. It's powerful, Mother, what you're releasing. Hallelujah. Blessing the Lord today. Glory to the Lamb of God. We bless the Lord for the Lord today. Amen. Wow. Coming out. And we amongst us. Then another thing when you were talking about come out from among them. So many people are among things that they think is God. I was working on a message that I have for going into the month of December, dealing with the way that seemeth right unto the man, but the end of the ways of death. A lot of people don't even know they're going in the ways of death because it seemeth right unto them. It look right. It feel right. It appear right. It seeming right unto you, but the wrong, you're going down the wrong route. You're going down the wrong road. It seeming right unto them. And man, this thing ain't right. This thing ain't the right direction to go. And yeah, it's shaking. Maybe it's shaking. You were in the right vein. Yeah. Powerful word. Yes, Lord, that was powerful. Glory to God. All right. Anything else, Mother, before we go ahead and open it up for the other people?
Amen.
But I know this is powerful. what you were saying. You say about hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing mighty things for the people. I was trying to remember that topic I wrote down and shared with the people that bear witness to what you were saying there. Bear witness. You said something that was very powerful about what God is doing and what the Lord is saying to his people. Amen. The prophetic word, and you're releasing the tongues when you're going into the spirit like that. We want to be open and super sensitive to the spirit. Mm-hmm. The Lord even gave somebody to release from that place. And I'm telling you, the kingdom of God has already been in hand, and it's for us. Today, the handiwork of God, the hand of God, and trust that it will and it will shall be done for us and for the people of God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Something here. Something on its way. Our own mindset of what we see. Mindset of bless the Lord on today. Thank you, Mother Simmons. Thank you, Apostle Simmons, for releasing that as well, man of God. Some of the other ones. All right. Anyone else? If the Lord gave you an interpretation of what was said at this time, there'll be an opportunity to release that. We in a powerful vein of what Mother God really shifted her spirit and release for us. So if the Lord gave you something, we'll give you opportunity right now. Anybody now.
Amen. Good morning. Most High Elohim bless you, Prophet Matthews. Most High Elohim bless you, Mother Sydney. Most High Elohim bless you, Apostle Simmons. All of those that's on this airline, on this conference line, I thank Almighty God for you, Mother Sydney, and how the Most High God used you for this powerful prophetic utterance on this morning, because it is so true. It is so true. But as you were speaking in tongues, there were five words High God allowed me to hear in your tongue. And we know that the number five represents grace. And in your tongue, this is what I heard. The first word is your, no longer mine, America. You're no longer mine, America. You're no longer mine, America. And you begin to say, repent. Repent. But the Most High God spoke this. I heard it so clear in your tongue. You're no longer mine, America. You're no longer mine, America. And you begin to talk even about the abominations. And it has reached the nostrils of Almighty God. And the cry is, mercy, mercy on America. America's been blessed.
Yeah.
It's the mercy. Have mercy on America, Lord God. You even said that. But those are the five words. You're no longer mine, America. I heard it just as clear. I give the Most High Elohim all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And the repenting, it's not, like you said it, it's not just about repenting. It's the turning away. Many repent with lip service, but they don't turn away from the abominable sin. They don't turn away. This is such a powerful warning, and I pray that all heard the Holy Ghost through this woman of God's vocals on this warning. Because warning comes before destruction. Thank you for your obedience to release to this the Most High Elohim is saying, you're no longer mine, America. That's what came through your vocals. God bless you all. Love you all. This is Sedona. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, Prophet Aya, glory to God. I just thought about hallelujah, that watchman on the wall. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
This morning, I said, God, I said, Prophet Matthew, you were my watchman on the wall. Yes, I did that night. But normally my body clock would wake me up, but it didn't wake me up at that time. But you were my watchman on the wall this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That God had over me. He had, I thank God for your obedience. The one who's still been asleep. And God knows all things. He knew there was an appointed time.
Yes, he did, Mother.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And the apostle sent me say, I said, God, my whole makeup was in what was being said today. You talk about the flesh. Glory to God. God, your mother going through something in the flesh. It's a healing process thing. Glory to God. I see myself now. I see in the midst of all of this.
Think
about how oh, mind you, the El Shaddai, God. God is opening up our understanding, but yeah, he's opening up, Mother. He's opening me up. He's letting me see. Amen. Even when he called us, amen, to our calling, and when he called you, I go back to the book Ezekiel when he called me. And certain things I didn't even understand, but he's bringing it to the light now that my body would go through certain things. I didn't understand. I fully didn't understand. And my body would go through certain things. And when it would go through the process of whatever, he'd tell me why my body went through. And I thought about how he had Ezekiel. He used Ezekiel's body, glory to God. He used him to get the attention of Israel. Glory to God. Remember the time when he had Ezekiel? He was laying out on the ground for days. Glory to God.
That's it, Mother. Yes, Lord.
I said, Abba Boshaya. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the time. And this one, he was just calling, Mother. I don't know why I'm sharing this. I would go into prayer. He kept, I said, Abba Shiki. I would go into prayer, and all of a sudden, my hand would start moving and forming in a certain way. Glory to God. And I would stop praying, and I would just look at my hand, but my hand and my arm would just, yet still going. I said, God, what is this? I'm not understanding. I didn't resist it because I knew it was the power of God. It was a teaching bowl. He was teaching me something. He was teaching me who I was in him and how. Glory to God, that I'm speaking to you through your body. Amen. The things that's what's to come in the land. Glory to God. That's what we need a prophet in our life. That's why we need the fivefold ministry. But most of all, everybody need a prophet. Them to understand and to give interpretation. Because he don't give it to everybody, but he give it to the prophet. He gives it to the prophet. Back then, they didn't have no preacher. Amen. But he had the prophet. Prophet gave the prophet the word. He had the word. He was the carrier of the word. That's who he used, the prophet. Glory to God. And so now, today, you know, they want to put the pastor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me stop. I'm going to get in trouble. Let me stop. Because it's still a fire from the street today. Let me stop. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Because everybody would not know or understand what Mother Discover said. So let me stop. God give us this. Amen. All things is not expedient to say.
Right. Yeah. know, Mother, today I saw another dimension, I want to level in you. As you begin to go into the tongue and you begin to speak, God gave you a level of revelation now. He's revealing to you a place of revelation. And through this time of the infirmity, he became strong in you in this time of revelation. Because what God is doing, because now look at the United Kingdom Prime Minister. She resigned today. Only after being 3 weeks in office, the short window Queen Elizabeth leaving, the British pound is losing its power. I told the people something is coming. And see, the world is trying to manipulate the women right now with this woman king. There's nobody on the throne. There's nobody on that throne yet. And what people need to understand, when I'm releasing the prophetic word, is not to take people out of their character. I'm trying to let the women of God know the power for which God is getting ready to position you in, so that you can maintain your position and your posture and your femininity as a woman. Because what's getting ready to come, listen to me, what's getting ready to come, if you're not under the umbrella of the safety of a good leader, you're going to get lost. I'm telling you, America has already breached and defied the hand of God. And it's the same thing that they try to sell. They were trying to sell it to Uganda under Obama and Hillary Clinton, trying to get Uganda to support homosexuality. And then they put sanction on them. Look what God did. Gave them 4,200 tons of gold, $13 trillion worth of gold found in their country. See, you can't go against the moral things of God. People can't go against your moral. See, if that's not your position, you can't keep going against the moral climate because the religious world told you. You can't keep going against. See, let me tell you something. One of the things about the noble birthing, and that's what started this in 20, way before now, and their assault with the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church connected to the Scottish Rite, so secret society, Bones and Scale, the Numen Nazis, the list goes on of those secret societies. You have to understand, they realize and recognize the divine law. They understand the divine law. When they say about the divine law, there's no other. The divine laws of God don't change. Even Nimrod feared the divine laws of God, even though he went against God. He had a fear. We don't even have a fear, and we stand, we save of the divine law of God. A woman can't be in a masculine position. It's not the divine law of God. You breach your own self. I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to help you as a man of God to get you through the sweatless things of life. Now, there's things you have to take on, but really there's things you don't have to take on. You have to trust God that he's gonna his will be done in those things. Now, you're watching in the world. When 2020 came to the fact, this is what the Word of God said, and you can go Google